So the Lord started with male, Adam, because fathers are the foundational piece of God's established organization. Amen. What is this organization called? It's called the family. Yes. The family. Mm-hmm. So can y'all just say with me, be the source.
Be the source.
See, father in Hebrew means, a lot of you guys know it, Abba, right? Mm-hmm. And Abba, which means source or sustainer. See, fathers being the foundation and leaders of the family means you're the source for your family. As I continue on, you're going to really see why a lot of men don't want to be fathers. Because it's a task being the foundation of your family. Amen?
Amen.
Fathers, just wave your hands if you know it's hard being a father. It's not easy. I know the ladies, they always get to shine. They always get. But fathers, just wave your hand real hard if you know it's hard being a father. Come on, fathers, clap it up if you know it's hard being a father. Come on. By how hard you clap, I can tell how hard you and your kids lie. Because it's hard being a father. Naturally, we're not the ones that typically complain and whine, but it's hard being the source. The Lord has designed the Father, check this out, to commune with the Lord. And from that communion, the Lord communicates the vision for the family. From that communion, he communicates moral standards for the family. And from that same communion, he's communicating ethical standards for the family. Yeah. In our key verse today, we see, it says, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of the mouth. I will open up the mouth in the parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. And then in verse 3, he says, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Just say fathers.
Fathers.
Our fathers have told us. Verse 4, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. He was communicating this to the next generation. It's the fathers communicating this. Mm-hmm. What are they communicating in verse 4, you see? The praises of the Lord, his strength, and his wonderful works that God has done. Mm-hmm. The fathers are communicating this to who? A generation to come. Mm-hmm. Verse 5, he says, for he established a testimony in Jacob. We talked about Jacob the last time I was here. Mm-hmm. An appointed law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to the children. Who's going to make them this known to the children? The fathers. Not the mother doing everything. Come on, ladies, that was your opportunity. Clap back to the sister. But just say the fathers. I know it's hard, guys. I know it's hard. Because it's hard to be a father. It's hard to be the source. But fathers make the decrees of God known to your children, to your family.
Amen.
See, God has designed you, fathers, to be the Abba, to be the source of your families. Fathers, God has designed you. So fathers, you're supposed to teach your children finances. Fathers, you're supposed to teach your children about academia. Yeah. Fathers, you're supposed to teach your children how to clean. If they don't know how to clean, show them how to clean. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound good, but you're the source. Fathers, you're supposed to teach your children about sex. Fathers, you're supposed to teach your children how to keep their virginity. Fathers, you're supposed to teach your children how to have a spouse. Fathers, you're supposed to teach your children how to be organized. You're supposed to teach your children the works and the word of the Lord of God. It's not easy, but fathers, you're supposed to be the source. Can you just say, be the source?
Be the source.
Yeah. Mm. The Lord designed the father to be a son's first hero.
Yeah. Amen.
And a daughter's first love.
Yeah. Yeah.
God designed the fathers to teach the word of God, to show your son how to be strong and to be courageous. God has designed fathers to quench the thirst of love in your daughter's heart so she won't go out setting up thirst traps in order to supplement the lack of love in her heart.
Yes. Yes.
Can you just say, be the source?
Be the source.
If I have five fathers that know it's hard going through getting cuts and bruises each and every day, but as you go to work, as you get cuts and bruises, when you come home, you have to carry your wife, you gotta carry your daughter, you gotta carry your child. Do I have five daddies in here that can stand up and just wave your hand and say, boy, I've been there before? Can I get three daddies to stand up and say, boy, I know I've been there before, because when bills were due, good gracious God, I couldn't let my wife see me. Good gracious God, I couldn't let my child see me, but I know I stealed away. I know I got in my secret place. My wife's never seen me cry. My child's never seen me cry, but God, you've seen me cry because I'm their source, but I know you're my source.
Yeah.
If I have five people in here that can stand up and say, God, you're my source, and I thank you for being my source. I thank you for showing me how to do what I didn't have an example to do. I thank you to those fathers that know you didn't have an example, but you're still being a real man. You know your daddy quit and your daddy ran on you, but you're still being a father.
Hallelujah.
Without even knowing how to do it. I thank you for being a source.
Yes.
If you're enjoying this so far, just clap it up.
Amen. Amen.
Promise I won't be before you long today. But being a father is hard. You told me I got to teach him everything, man. Ladies, I hope this inspires you to not just go with the guy because his hair is curly. Because his eyes. Ooh, girl, he fine. Because as you hear this, you should want a real man that can persevere through pain, that can persevere through adversity, that has communed with God, and he has some type of vision for the family. Not a perfect man, but a man that can go to the source.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a man that knows it all, but a man that can say, baby, give me some time to pray. Give me some time to study so that I can come back to you with the words of God. Because God, fathers, he'll give you a vision.
Yeah.
If you ask for it, if you seek it,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you petition him.
Yeah.
The quickest way to kill something is to stop feeding it.
Yeah, right.
So in our key scripture, we see he's saying, fathers, tell the next generation so they can tell the next generation. Why are they saying this? Because the quickest way to stop people is to stop educating them. The quickest way to kill something is to stop feeding it, and the quickest way to stop people is to stop educating them. See, Satan knows every issue in society starts from where? It starts from the family. See, Satan wants to remove the fathers from the family to cause hurt, to cause pain, and to confuse the family on who they are. But without the foundation, which is a father, a building cannot stand properly. And without the foundation on a building, it will begin to force other parts of the building to take on extra pressure it's not designed to have. Amen. See, a building without a foundation, it can last a sunny day. But a building without a foundation cannot last thunder. It can't last rain. Yeah. It can't last a hurricane. Mm-hmm. It can't last the strong winds and tornadoes. Fathers, if you're not in place, the education of your family will not be complete. Yeah. Yeah. There will naturally be voids in the heart of your children, voids in the hearts of your wife. But it may seem like your family is fine on sunny days. Right. But fathers, it may seem like they're fine on sunny days. But they need a father to show godly protection from the storms in life on stormy days.
Yes. Yes.
See, check this out. Anyone can be a daddy, but everyone can't be a father.
Come on now.
See, a father will be the leader for his family through sunshine and through rain.
Amen.
See, but a daddy is only there in the good times. A daddy is not there in the pain. A daddy is not there when the storm comes. But a father is like 7-Eleven. He's always open. When it rains, he's always open. Amen. Through the storm, he's always open.
Amen.
A father is always there when you need him. A father is a true servant leader. Mm-hmm. See, a father leads from in the front and not from behind. Right. See, fathers, it's not what you tell your family, but fathers, it's what your family observes from you.
Yeah.
See, I'm reminded of a TV. In this TV, do you remember it has HDMI? It got inputs. Sometimes that frustrates some of y'all. You're like, now I know I've hooked this up. I don't know if your parents are like my parents. They always have to call me and ask me. It's like, now, baby, I know I put this in. Like, mama, come on now. Any parents out there to call you, baby? Okay, gotcha. Thanks for being honest. But on your TV, it's confusing sometimes because your TV has something called HDMI, right? Different inputs. It's also known as something else, sources. Your TV has multiple sources that can show different things all in one, but it's still a TV. So fathers, what sources are you displaying? A television just tells a vision. Fathers, what kind of TV are you? What kind of sources are you showing at home? What kind of vision are you telling at home to your children?
Yeah.
Are you showing that sports are over God? Are you showing that gambling time means more than quality time with your family? Are you showing that rages of anger over love and compassion? Fathers, what source are you showing? Fathers must align the things we say to our family with the things that we show to our family.
Yeah.
The word husband is a word that means, that comes from an Anglo-Saxon word, which means house band. This word just implies a strip of metal, a rope that's used to do what? Bind the house together. Fathers, no matter what your turn, No matter where you go, be mad at God, because God has designed you to be the foundation of the house. Be mad at God because God has given you a great task. Why? Because he built you for this great task. He just didn't put you as a foundation for no reason. He built the tenacity, the perseverance inside of you. So, man, what am I saying to you, fathers? Fathers, you're important, so father up. Amen. Be a real man and stand up and take responsibility over what you created. Be a real man and talk to God and speak to the Father, because God has not called those that's already equipped. He equipped those that he's called. So if he's blessed you with a child, if he's blessed you with a family, God will give you the tools and necessarily that is needed to be the father.
Amen. Amen. Preach that, bro.
To be the source.
Yes.
This month, mental health. Oftentimes we go crazy, men, because we know the burden that we have and we know I don't have those skills. Tap into somebody else that does. Servant leadership. I promise if you talk to somebody else that has those skills, God will start to grow you. The worst thing you can do is act like you already know you have it all.
Right. Amen. Come on.
But the greatest men that I know are humble. Yeah. And I'm reminded of the word of God. He says, those that humble themselves will be exalted. But those that exalt themselves and say, I'm daddy, I'm father, do whatever I say, those are surely gonna be humbled, because pride comes before the fall. And I'm telling you, fathers, I promise you, if you can stop running your mouth and just show the love of God, he'll begin to change the culture of your family. Wives, if y'all see y'all husband going there and wash some dishes, what is it going to do to you? If y'all see y'all husband going there and plan a trip, what is it going to do for you? If you see your husband going there and take the trash out, what is it going to do for you? If you see your husband take the initiative, get your car and clean it, what is it going to do for you? Fathers, I'm telling you, if you can just be the leader in your family, if you can just start thinking proactively, stop thinking about yourself and think about what God has called you to, I'm telling you, your relationship with your wife will be better. I'm telling you, if you just get her car and just fill it up with gas, she don't even have to go to the gas station ever again. I promise she's going to smile at you different. Fathers, what am I saying? I promise if you be the source.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's the greatest blessing you could ever have.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest.
Yeah.
Fathers, you're important. Why? Because society needs you in place. So many people are in jail just because they're missing their father. They say they look at second grade reading scores to see the trajectory of how many men will be in jail later. Majority of those kids are missing their father. Imagine a boy sitting down with his daddy reading every night. Yeah. Imagine a boy going to the library with his father. I'm so excited because I know I see men in here who are strong men that know the essence of education and that know the importance of their value, and they know the importance of their value, so they're going to give back, as it says in Psalm 78, that they're going to communicate back to the generations behind them, that they're not just going to leave it up to their wives, they're going to leave it up to God to show them what to say. Man, you don't have to be like Aaron and speak gratefully. You can be like Moses and have a stuttering problem, and God will still use you to speak to your family. Yeah. God will still use you. Even if you cheated on your first wife, you're divorced, but God will give you grace. God will love you. God will give you even more families that you can continue to get it right with. What am I saying to my fathers today? I'm saying, fathers, the family needs you. I'm saying, teach your children what they need. I'm saying, teach the decrees of God. I'm saying, live the decrees of God. I'm saying, learn the decrees of God. Is it five fathers out here that know? You can reach your family if you be the source.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The future generations are dependent on you to be the source of God has called you to be. Verse 4, as I close, it's saying, fathers, we will not hide them from their children. Showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. There's a quote that says, the older I get, the smarter my father seems. Can anybody testify with that? Because, Daniel, as I think, man, I look at verse 4. Don't overthink this thing, man. Fathers, we need to show the generation to come praises to the Lord. We need to show the generation to come how strong the Lord is. We need to show the generations to come how wonderful the works of God is. As I think about me becoming a father, I naturally went back to my father. And I'm so grateful, because everyone doesn't have this, but I was blessed to have a father that showed me the praises of the Lord. I was blessed to have a father that showed me the strength of the Lord. I was blessed to have a father that showed me the wonderful works of the Lord. So men, today I challenge you to stand on your feet. If you want to be a father, if you are a father, if you were a father, I challenge you to stand on your feet today. And today, men, I challenge you, as you stand on your feet, this is not a rhetorical question. This is not a rhetorical invitation. I challenge you to stand on your feet right now. If you're ready to accept the challenge of being a father that does what? That shows the next generation the praises of the Lord. I challenge you to stand on your feet today if you're going to be a father that's showing what? The strength of God. I challenge you today if you're going to be a father that does what? That says, baby, I don't have it all together, but I know that God can come through. I know that God has wonderful works. See, that's the trick of being a dad. When you don't know the answer, just turn it over to God. I just need men that can stand up this morning and say, God, I'm going to turn it over to you. God, I know I'm weak. I know I'm weary. God, I know my faith is so on the rocks. But God, I know I can turn it to you. I know I'm preaching to somebody this morning. But God is saying, you're a father, and I've called you to be a father. And he says, stand strong. And what I've called you to be. If this word is preaching to anybody, I dare you to stand on your feet and clap it up this morning, because God is showing us how important our fathers are to us. God is showing that, men, if you can just preach the word of God, just talk about the praises of God, just talk about the strength of God, just talk about how wonderful God is. Watch God work in your life. Notice he said he built a testimony with Jacob and a commandment with Israel. That's the same person. Jacob wrestled with the angel. His name was turned to Israel. That's probably you, bro. The first part of your life just was, it was a hot mess. You probably didn't like Jacob. You probably bamboozled some people and tricked them out of some stuff. But God is here to say he's built a testimony in you. So as you steal away and pray, he's already forgiven you for what you've done. But he's saying, be that father. Just as I changed Jacob's name to Israel, I'm changing your lifestyle. This morning, I'm praying a special prayer today for any man that needs prayer. For any man that God has been speaking to this morning. for any family that want to come down for prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Come on down. The altar is open for you. If you don't want to come by yourself, grab your friend's hand. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Though your father wasn't in your life, he said, I'll be a mother to the motherless. And I know for a fact he'll be a father to the fatherless. The altar is open. Thank you, Father God.
I lift my hands in total admiration to you.
Come on, sing.
'Cause you reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my...
Come on. Yeah, let the Spirit use you.
I can sing to you.
Come on.
Because I just want to say that I love you.
Sing that. Say, I lift. Come on.
Says, I lift my hands in total admiration.
Hallelujah. 'Cause you reign. Come on, keep thumbing down.
You reign. Oh,
come down to the altar. Come on, for you.
For you are God and God. Oh,
because of you.
Because of you, my days.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way.
And I can sing to you. I just want to say that.
Yeah, come on. There we go, House of Judah. Come on. Next part just says,
I love.
Come on.
Says, I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I worship in the,
says, I worship.
Thank you, Father God. Let your fire fall.
Just want to tell you
that, Lord, I love you.
That, Lord, I more than anything, yeah.
Hallelujah. I dare you just to lift your hands and sing that. Come on. Say,
I love, I worship and adore. I just want to tell you,
Lord, I love you. Come on down to the altar. Do something you've never done before. Hallelujah. And watch God do something that you never allowed him to do before in your life.
Hey, I love you, Jesus. I love, I worship and adore you.
Come on.
I just want to tell you.
New space for you. This is the last time. Just lift your hands. Come on. One more time. Come on. From your voice, just sing, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I love, I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. The Lord, I love you.
The Lord, I love you.
Hallelujah. It's a part that
says, Jesus went to Calvary
to save
a wretch
like you and me,
like you and me. This love
that just means that we're not perfect, but Jesus loved and died for us.
As love,
they stretched him high. He hung his head. For you and me, he died. That's love. Yeah, that's love. Hallelujah, that's love. The last part says, that's not how the story ends. Hallelujah.
Says, that's not how the story
because in 3 days he rose again. That's love. Come accept the love of Christ this morning. That's L-O-V-E. That's love. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I'm worshiping. Just want to tell you. Just want. The Lord, I love you. Thank you, Father God, for this word this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for piercing the heart of this your child this morning, Father God. Thank you. Just like a battery charger, you just charged them back, Father God. Thank you for that word that you spoke this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for our fathers today. As we celebrate them, we just celebrate them because they're so hard being a father. Lord, I thank you for these men that are in here that want to quit but don't. That want to throw in the towel but they don't. Father God, I thank you for these strong brothers in this house today, God. No matter their race, no matter their ethnicity, I thank you, Father God. But if the truth be told, Father God, in this world, sometimes people do look at our race. They do look at our gender. And it makes it hard sometimes. But God, I thank you for men here that are ready to fight the good fight of faith. That are ready to love people no matter how they look, even though they may look at them in disgust. God, I thank you for this generation of educators that are going into these schools. They're being a presence. They're being an example. They're being a servant leader. God, I thank you because you've anointed them. Just as you anointed a pastor to be a pastor, you've anointed them. Just like you said in your great commission to go. So go today. Preaching the word of God, maybe not ever being able to say Jesus at your job, but showing Christ. I said, go today, young lady. Maybe not preaching Jesus in class every day, but showing the love of Christ. Fathers, I deploy you today to go because Jesus gave us the authority to go, to be the source. And just as Jesus on the cross, when he did perfect, he cried. Jesus said, Abba. He said, Father, why have you forsaken me? And in that moment, Jesus, the Lord turned his back on you so that he can turn his face towards us again. Jesus, I thank you for allowing your Father, who you were perfect for, to turn his back on you because you became the one thing that you never did, sin. But he that knew no sin became sin so that we, fathers, so that we can be the source, so that we, fathers, can be the righteousness of God. So this morning, Father, we say thank you, Lord, for your precious spirit today. We say thank you for your redemption and your reconciliation. Because we're not right. Truth be told, we're wrong a lot. But your grace and mercy has covered us. Father God, I thank you for House of Judah, as I always do. For this church being a pillar in this community. I thank you that it continued to collaborate with the school districts. I pray that it continued to collaborate with the hospital system. I pray that this church be ecclesia for this generation, Father God. And if someone is not saved today, I pray that you just come. Just lift your hands because this church wants to pray with you. It wants to start a relationship with you. If that's you today, just wave your hand. Father God, we thank you for your precious word today, Lord. In your son Jesus' name, let us all clap it up. Let's say amen.